It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Have the college conference expansions actually worked? Let's give them a grade today. We're in that brief summer window when college athletics seems to have gone on vacation. The men's and women's College World Series ended last month. Football season still got another month to go until late August. I've been reflecting recently on the ever-changing landscape of college athletics. Even just 20 years ago, the major college sports conferences looked a whole lot different than they do today. Schools have been shifting to new conference locations primarily to maximize revenues. A few have even switched conferences to reduce their expenses. I'm looking at you, Louisiana Tech. The question remains as to whether the recent decades of musical chairs in college sports has resulted in any improvements for the college athletic fans and the athletes that play in those sports. Or have all of these changes primarily benefited the wallets of major universities and the media companies who quietly wink and nod after bigger and bigger TV markets are added to the portfolios of the largest conferences? So let's jump into the Swamp Swami Wayback Machine today and return 20 years back to 2006. We'll take a look at each of the major college athletic conferences as they were in 2006 and as they are today in 2026. Have these school additions been for the better or worse for each conference? First, the Southeastern Conference, or the SEC. In 2006, there were 12 member schools. In 2026, there are 16 teams in the SEC, so that's plus 4, with the addition of Missouri, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, and Texas. Each of those four teams, by the way, moved from the Big 12 over to the SEC. So let's take a look at each school. Missouri has been a geographic misfit in the SEC since day number one. The Tigers also have not competed at a high level in most sports, nor do they have a lot of trophies to show for the past 15 years of playing in the SEC. I'll grade them with a D. Texas A&M, they made a lot of sense coming into the SEC in 2011. The Aggies needed to move along after their constant years and years of obsession being compared with that intrastate foe called Texas University. A&M, though, has proven it belongs in the SEC over its 15 years in the league by earning several league titles and staying relevant athletically annually. Let's give the Aggies a B. Oklahoma. The Sooners have played in the college football playoffs last year and just claimed the Men's College World Series baseball title in June. OU's long history of athletic success has been felt around the SEC already. Give them a grade of B+. For Texas, the Longhorns have been top competitors for the college football playoffs in recent seasons. The Longhorns have proven to be top competitors also in basketball, baseball, and other sports. We'll give them a B+. Overall, for the expansion made by the SEC, let's give them a B. Now for the Big Ten Conference. In 2006, they had 11 members in the Big Ten. In 2026, they're up to 18 now. They've added Maryland, Nebraska, Oregon, Rutgers, UCLA, USC, and Washington. You know, it took a long time for the stodgy Big Ten Conference to finally invite Penn State to join as the 11th member in 1990. Since that time, the poorly named Big Ten has grown to 18 schools today. Now, those new schools have produced relatively little in terms of sports titles for the conference, though. Let's take a look at all of those additions. First, Nebraska. The Cornhuskers left the comfy confines of the Big 12 Conference in 2011 and quickly saw their national stature in sports take a beating over in the Big Ten. Despite some lofty expectations, Nebraska has been a disappointment. Let's give them a grade of D. Maryland? I'll say they're similar to Nebraska. Just substitute the ACC for Big 12 and you also get a grade of D for the Terrapins. Rutgers? Now, Rutgers was lousy at most major sports prior to joining the Big Ten. They were added to the Big Ten primarily to attract television viewers from the number one rated New York City market and Philadelphia, too. Athletically speaking, though, Rutgers has been a Big Ten bust. We'll give them a grade of F. Now, Oregon. The Big Ten's raid of the former Pac-12 teams has snagged one of the nation's top football teams in Oregon. The Ducks have given the Big Ten a much-needed jolt of energy. However, I can't give a top grade to Oregon overall when its athletes must travel thousands of miles just to participate in Big Ten events. We'll give the Ducks a grade of C+. For UCLA, the Bruins women's basketball and softball teams have been excellent. However, the men's sports programs haven't made much of a dent in the Big Ten yet. Let's give UCLA a grade of C. USC. There were lofty expectations for the Trojans football team, seems like annually, and they have underperformed. And like UCLA, USC has not been a difference maker in the Big Ten. Let's give them a grade of C-. And finally, the Washington Huskies football team has regressed in the past 2 years with a 14-11 overall mark. The University of Washington's other sports teams have been nearly invisible in the new 18-team Big Ten Conference. Now, this is yet another school which is spending a lot of money on jet fuel. They're forcing their student-athletes to travel around the country to play in athletic events just so they can grab more money from television. Whatever. Let's give Washington a grade of D-. And on the Big Ten overall grade for their expansion, I'm giving them a D- as well. Next up, the Atlantic Coast Conference, the ACC. In 2006, they had 12 members. In 2026, they're up to 17, with the addition of Cal Berkeley, Louisville, Pitt, SMU, Stanford, and Syracuse. By the way, Notre Dame was added to the ACC in 2013, but they said they're going to remain independent in football. We'll talk about them in just a minute. The current 17-team Atlantic Coast Conference has by far the worst geographic fit of any major college conference in America. 20 years ago, the ACC's 13 teams were all located along the Atlantic coast. Adding SMU and the West Coast entries of Cal and Stanford in 2024 has been one of the most puzzling decisions in recent years. Now let's go school by school and give them a grade. Louisville, added in 2013, has been relatively competitive in football and surprisingly non-competitive in men's basketball in recent years. Overall, though, the Cardinals have been a solid addition to the ACC. I'll give them a grade of B+. Syracuse. The Orange came aboard also in 2013, and they've produced just 4 winning seasons in football over 13 years in the league. Some early ACC basketball success has faded in recent years, too. I'll give the Orange a grade of C-. Let's talk about Pittsburgh. The Pitt Panthers came to the league in 2014. They've had a good run in football a few years ago with Kenny Pickett running their offense, but otherwise their addition to the ACC has just been okay at best. I'll give Pitt a grade of C-. Now for Cal Berkeley and Stanford. These two Pacific Coast schools, added in 2024, have brought 0 titles to the ACC since joining the league. They remain a giant waste of jet fuel. The grades for both schools is an F, deservedly so. SMU. The Mustangs effectively bought their way into the ACC in 2024 with the help of their wealthy financial backers. The Mustangs made it into the 2025 college football playoffs, though, but they haven't been a big factor in most other sports. I'll give SMU a grade of D+. And finally, Notre Dame. That's right. The Irish baseball team, as part of the ACC, actually made it to the College World Series in 2022. Notre Dame's financially prudent but quite selfish decision not to participate in football in the Atlantic Coast Conference comes with a marked-down score in my book. I give that a grade of D. Overall, for the ACC for expansion, I'm giving them a grade of D. Next up, the Big 12 Conference. In 2006, the Big 12 surprisingly had 12 teams. How about that? In 2026, though, they have 16, as many teams have come and gone. They've added Arizona, Arizona State, Brigham Young, Cincinnati, Houston, TCU, UCF, Utah, and West Virginia. Only 7 of the Big 12 conference members remain from 2006. And within that group, Colorado actually left the Big 12 with the Pac-12 in 2011, but they've since returned in 2024. Here's an analysis team by team. Arizona. The Wildcats came into the Big 12 in 2024 as a refugee from the dying Pac-12 conference. Arizona went 9-4 in football last season, but it's too early to give the Cats a good grade. We'll give them a grade of C. As for Arizona State, that's the same story as Arizona. Pretty good, but too early to tell. Grade of C. Next is Brigham Young. The Cougars came into the Big 12 in 2023. They've rolled off 11-2 and 12-2 football records in back-to-back years. The BYU basketball team has appeared in the NCAA tournament in all 3 seasons after they joined the Big 12. Brigham Young has been a positive addition to the Big 12. I give them a grade of B+. Now for Cincinnati. They entered the Big 12 in 2023. The Bearcats have not been a major sports factor, though, in their 3 years in the conference. Cincy has been a sports dud. Overall grade for Cincinnati, D-. Houston. The Cougars came into the Big 12 in 2023. Now, the Cougs have been competitive in football and a regular national championship contender in men's basketball. U of H, I think, has been a solid addition to the Big 12. I give them a grade of B. TCU joined the Big 12 back in 2012. The 2022 Horned Frogs football team actually played for the national championship and lost that year. TCU's other athletic programs, though, have been regular contenders in the Big 12. I give TCU a grade of A minus. Next up is UCF. That's Central Florida, in case you wanted to know. Central Florida was added in 2023, but they haven't posted a winning season in football in their 3 years in the Big 12. UCF's other sports teams have not been very competitive either. This school was added primarily due to its enormous size. It has 70,000 students and the Orlando television market in Florida. But despite all the pluses, the school is still 1,000 miles to the east of Houston, which is the nearest Big 12 city. This addition of UCF has been puzzling since day number one. I give them a grade of F. Utah. Now, the Utes football team finished 11-2 in 2025, the school's second year as part of the Big 12. Utah's sports programs are generally quite competitive and bring enthusiastic fans. I give Utah a grade of B-. And finally in the Big 12, West Virginia. Now, the Mountaineers entered the Big 12 back in 2012. In the past 14 years, West Virginia has posted a winning football record 50% of the time. Much like Utah, this school, though, has passionate sports fans who have been a big plus for the Big 12 Conference. I'll give West Virginia a grade of B-. Overall, for the Big 12, let's give them a grade for expansion at C+. All in all, expansion has generally watered down the four major college conferences, at least on the playing field, and these moves have all centered on pocketing more money from television and media companies. When you come back next time, we're going to take a look at the American, Conference USA, Mid-American, Mountain West, and Sun Belt conferences. See you soon. I'm Swamp Swami.